sorry, my titties, they're titties, okay? Jeez, what got into me and the old lady calling it breasts? Okay, like, oh, you have big titties. Why don't you try to show them off? Why don't you try to do something with them? I'm like, do something with them. I tied them up in a little balloon animal the other day. I made shapes, and you know, sometimes you don't want to smack them around and like pat them like they drums over here. So I'm doing something with them. Occasionally, when I get in the shower, you know, you just gotta soap them up a little bit. I'm doing something with them. And then sometimes I allow other people to do something with them. But hey, that's besides the point. Don't tell me to do anything with my titties, because something is being done to them, clearly. So they maybe maybe they don't have as much titty as you. So they're like, oh.
Hello. Welcome to A Fan to A Fan, episode 68, the safe place where I'm allowed to speak openly about my criticisms of people and society. I'm your host, Frenice Coupe, and I hope you remember that name until your dying days. Let's get into it. Ooh, what is up, you guys? I'm gonna quickly crack open this Monaco. Let me mute you guys real quick. Guys, it is 5 p.m. somewhere, so we can do without the judgment here of the alcoholic beverages, because at the end of the day, we're all adults and we can indulge in whatever we want to indulge in. Anyway, how the hell are you guys doing today? I am doing mighty fine. I'm doing mighty fine. Like I said, I got this little Monaco here, and it's always good. It's always good to have a little buzz. A little buzz just because, okay? Oh my gosh, I'm gonna need that on a t-shirt like pretty soon. Anyway, I'm thriving, I'm trying to survive, you know. The finances, it's a work in progress, okay? It's a work in progress. So I've applied to so many fucking jobs. I don't even know what is what, who is who, why is why. Like, I've just been showing up to interviews and I've just been winging it. And I don't even know what it's for, literally. I showed up to this one job at this comedy club. And I'm like, what is this, account executive? What am I here for? And then it was a server position. I'm like, oh, well, I didn't prepare a bullshit answer for whatever the questions you have. Like, I didn't know if it was part-time, full-time. Bitch, that shit was in, not Oakbrook. What's the name? Oak Park? Oaklawn? It's so many fucking oaks in Illinois, you would not know the fucking difference. So, it was in one of the fucking oaks, took the green line down there, and apparently it was for a part-time server position at this new comedy club. And then I'm like, okay, it's open mic every Wednesday, so I could hit that up too. So, a little career advancement. He was talking about a shadow shift with the server, so I don't know if I got the job or not. It was a lot of confusion, but regardless, I cracked a couple jokes, so it'd be nice if they can pay me for my comedic talents, but you know, we'll see with that. I'm sorry guys, I'm gonna need y'all to drink with me right now. So if you guys don't remember, if you do keep up with the episodes in chronological order, you guys will remember me talking about this damn fortune cookie I got. So this fortune cookie had said something unexpected is going to happen to... Actually, I think I saved it. I think I saved the damn fortune cookie. It was... I did save it. Guys, I'm a hoarder. You should know that. Oh, that's the wrong fortune. Guys, you know, when you are desperate and you can't get to a damn Catholic church, you gotta rely on some random ass shits. You gotta pray to all the gods available. Okay, I found the fortune. You're about to stumble upon something amazing really soon. I stumbled, guys. I stumbled.
I stumbled and I fell in it, and you know, we stumbling, and you know, I thought it was gonna be about a fucking job, because you know, we need one out here, we need full-time employment. But bitch, I stumbled onto to something that was just completely unexpected, and I'm just like, shit, like, let's see what the future holds here. Let's just go in and let's dive in, physically and metaphorically. So that fortune is doing me right now. So if it turns out bad, of course I'm gonna do a fucking episode about it, and y'all gonna get my whole fucking diss track. And it's probably gonna get me to get another one star on my podcast, because there's fucking haters out here. But hey, you know, we all in it for the ride. We all in it for the story. And that's just what we're continuing to do, okay? And let me not expose my situation before I get before I get exposed by these people in real life. But anyway, I'm good, and let's just say I stumbled upon something, and at the moment, I'm decently happy. I'm decently happy. But you know, life is unexpected like that. So, speaking of this situation here that I'm in, it just made me realize, you know, about, I always talk about being myself, and y'all know that I'm always myself, regardless, you know, in terms of the opinions that I have, and just my certain viewpoints on things, my opinions that are facts, okay, and I stand 10 toes down, regardless if it's popular, unpopular, or whatever. I'm always down for the ride. But something that I don't talk about here often, maybe because you guys cannot see all this lusciousness and all this chocolate, all these voluptuous features on me here, is my physical appearance, and why and how I don't change that for anybody. And no matter who criticized me in the past, or in the future, or in the present, or, you know, whoever's talking behind my back right now, I don't give a fuck, you know? I'm perfectly aware of how I looked. I've seen mirrors, mirror everywhere. They're everywhere, and every time I'm reminded of, you know, how I look, so I got a good idea, okay? So I'm not gonna pretend like I'm the finest, most snatched bitch in the world, and I'm not gonna pretend like I'm where I want to be in terms of like a physical standpoint. Like, bitch, I can hit the gym, okay? But the gym requires discipline, and I haven't been disciplined since first grade. I got sent to timeout, and that's about it. Or discipline since I last got a whooping. That was a while ago. I've become unwhoopable, unwhippable these past couple years. So I haven't been disciplined since then at all. So my physical appearance is my physical appearance, and I pretty much like it. But certain things, like the way how I dress, what I choose to wear, how I choose to carry myself, is it's pretty much been the same, and it's gonna stick to me. And if I feel like changing something, it's because I want to do it, not because anyone else wants to do it. But there was a time where people don't have any filters now. I feel like people just do stuff more closed doors, more behind your back, but people say shit to your face, and they want to make it seem like it's coming from a good place and out of their heart, and they're trying to, you know, give you a compliment, give you props, but it's really not. They're called backhanded compliments. Backhanded. So, you know, you get slapped in the face, but, you know, you're not, it's not, it's obvious it's getting a slap, you know, with your front facing palm, you know, it's you know, the back of your hand. So it's not going to hurt as bad, but you may get some more bones. You may get some more bones. Regardless, the slap is still going to hurt, just in different ways, okay? Backhanded comp. I hate fucking backhanded compliments. I got so many growing up, and it was so irritating. And for those of you guys who don't know me, I always grew up, I was always a tomboy. And, you know, I was what I was. I was always into sports. I was more into the boy toys. I was just myself. And I didn't like dresses or skirts. They made me feel really uncomfortable. And, I was just always me. And then, of course, you're going to get some flack from the girlies. The girlies in school. Your peers. Whether if it's kindergarten, first grade, fourth, fifth, eighth high school, you're gonna get compliments because you, not compliments, you're gonna get backhanded compliments or just insults or judgy eyes just because you're not dressed as a stereotypical girl. And people try so hard to fit in at those young ages. So of course, you know, if you don't fit that certain standard that everyone's trying to throw themselves into, then you're looked at as like, ew, what is she doing? But I'm not going to get too much into it right now in this intro. That's what I want to talk about today. Backhanded compliments and how to detect them, what to do, how to handle them, all of that. A little story time for you guys as well, because I know you guys enjoy when I embarrass myself to full capacity. So that's what I want to talk about today in an episode that I like to call You Need a Makeover. And believe it, this was told to me multiple times by girls in school, you need a makeover. It was a form of backhanded compliment. But anyway, let's get into this 68th episode of Offend to Offend. You need a makeover. Let's get into it. Don't stop the beat. Oh my gosh, guys, you would never believe what I'm doing in there. So later on, I am going to see the Queen, and not motherfucking Queen Elizabeth, because she's dead and I'm not trying to die. Not today. I'm going to see Queen Nicki Minaj et toi. Like, come on, man. This, I think I'm going to burst into tears when she walks out of there. But yeah, I'm so excited to see the Queen out in live. But you know, I know a lot of people, they don't like Nicki Minaj, but let me tell you something, I don't give a fuck, because none of us, we're not perfect. And I just feel like she has so much attention on her, so many eyes on her. Any bad thing she does, people are like, oh, fuck that bitch, she's an Illuminati, you know, who always attack you with the Illuminati. But whatever, I'm gonna see her and gonna record some, post some of my stories, of course, keep some stuff up in my camera roll. I'm gonna make sure I got a full charge for tonight. But anyway, before I get too much into that Pink Friday tour type shit, we have an episode. So the first point here is my a little background about my story, because y'all like, Fernice, how is you need a makeover backhanded compliment? Okay, let me explain to you how it's a backhanded compliment. It's a backhanded compliment because They would start off with, like, you know, I'd be sitting down at the lunch table having some damn stale ass bread with some nasty ass turkey and a little piece of cheese with dry ass sandwich, no mayonnaise, no mustard, and an apple that can either be sour or bruised, you know. I was just chilling there. And then, you know, we're having a conversation out of nowhere. See, this is why I fear eye contact. Not I fear it. Like, I would look at a bitch in the eye and tell her whatever. But it's when people start looking at me, like, when people look at me, like, really intensely, or they can't stop looking, I know they want to say something. Like, I know they're overanalyzing me. So that's why every time someone's looking really close in my eyes, I'm like, what do you want to say? Like, what? Why are you looking at me? Like,
I'm straight up on the defense mode. And you could say, who freezes Trump? This may be where the trauma originates from. Why I don't like people looking at me like that, you know? Why I don't like people looking at me too intensely. And I guess this is where it's from. Look, so this podcast, I told you I was interactive. It's also a whole damn therapy session for me, because I'm allowed to talk and rant and scream, and everyone just thinks I'm crazy. But no, like, that's probably where it originates from, because every time, like, someone looks at me like that, I just think they're overanalyzing, like, one of my imperfections or features. So, they'll be looking at me, and this one girl, she's like, you know, Fernice, you'd be really pretty if, like, you know, we gave you a good makeover. I'm like, huh? Like, what? Like, I'm just like, okay. Like, okay, how do you even respond to that shit? Like, oh, if we gave you a good makeover, you would be really pretty if we gave you. Because, look, here's the backhand. The backhand, okay, compliment. You'd be really pretty. Backhand, if we gave you a makeover. And then they would start naming stuff like, oh, like, I see you got those braids in. Like, it looks like you got a lot of hair under those braids. Maybe if we take it out and do something. And then also, like if we got you some nice clothes, like if you didn't always wear jogging pants all the time, we could find you a good outfit. Ooh, and also we can, like, do your eyebrows and give you a little like makeup here, and then yeah, you would be really pretty if we gave you a makeover. And I'm like, okay, like, and it just makes you feel shitty. Like, I am like, I've taken insults, like, like, let me tell you, I eat insults up, but those backhanded compliments, they hit different. Like you, it takes a while to digest those motherfucking backhanded compliments, because you think like, oh, what? Did she actually just, wait, hold on. What you mean by that? You know, because you think about it, because people be so sneaky and shady with it. With regular insults like, bitch, you ugly, it's like, okay, get on that the defense mode and, like, you know, you eat it up. But, like, comments, like, stuff like that, no, that should be getting you. That should be getting you. Another example, this was like when I was in middle school, actually. I remember it was like my, y'all heard of NHS, but in junior high, it's called NJHS, I think, National Junior Honor Society. So, for some reason, my mom, she decided to get me all dolled up. And I'm like, okay, let's go for it. So, I got my hair done at her little salon. Yeah, gave me some nice curls or whatever from her stylist, and I had to wear a dress for the induction ceremony. So, of course, that day I was just coming in with my hair curled up or whatever, and I don't know why I'm trying to sound like a New Yorker right now. Maybe because I'm about to see Nicki Minaj in a few hours, so that's why I'm bringing in the New York accent. But yeah, so I came in with my hair, and then people were like, oh, "Who is this? What?" Is that you? Oh my god. Okay, first of all, that in itself is a backhanded compliment. Now, who bitch, yes, it's me. It's me with some different hair. Like, I cannot stand that. Y'all remember those teen shows from the early 2000s? Like, the so-called girl, the girl would get a makeover, and then the makeover would be taking off their glasses, letting their hair down, and putting on some different clothes. They'd be like, oh my god, and then all the guys wearing our officer. That's how I felt, because I decided to put some little curls in my head, and then people were like, who's this person? And I used to think that those shows and movies were so over exaggerated, but best believe me, they are not. Y'all would not believe the attention I got with those damn curls in my head. The damn curls, same clothes, same shoes, same demeanor, same everything, but it was the damn curls. It was the curls. It was, guys, it was the curls. The curls for the girls, and they definitely went crazy. So I got so many backhanded compliments about that, just with people reacting like that in general. But it was this one compliment. I remember, not compliment, insult. I remember it was like science class, and we were leaving, and we were in line, and then this girl, she looks at me, and she says to me, she says, "Frenice, you finally look like a girl." So I guess "you look good" is out of the question here. But no, people have to say "you finally look like a girl." Like, what the fuck type of shit is that? If people, like, these are kids. Like, kids are so fucking rude. And, like, you can say, oh, it's from, you know, whatever they learn from their parents. But no, it's just kids have less of a filter. And they don't give a fuck. But me, I was able to just process that stuff at a younger age. But I just, I know, like, social awareness, like you don't say certain things out loud. You know, you just don't mention certain things. But they did not give a fuck to just say, "you finally look like a girl." You know, like, damn. But I got so many "you need a makeover" comments, and, like, "you need to stop wearing jogging pants every day. Like, why do you always wear braids and jogging pants? Why do you always wear gym shoes? Why don't you do this? Why don't you wear that? Why don't you wear makeup? Why don't you get your eyebrows done? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? You'll be so pretty if you did this, if you did that." It got so fucking exhausting after a while. That's why, again, that's why I fucking avoid. Every time when someone is looking at me like that, they always, like, overanalyzing, like one of my features or my imperfections. Like, I don't like that. And then they think they're being nice, but they're not. They just want to insult you. They want to bring you down when you're looking pretty as fuck. Damn. It's the hating shit. And I'm not drinking because I am clearly traumatized by the girlies in school who told me I needed a makeover. No, I don't give a fuck. I laugh about it now. Now I'll make episodes about it. But anyway, now, to this next point. You guys, I pretty much explained what a backhanded compliment is. We can Urban Dictionary this up so y'all can get, like, a real concise definition. Well, this would be a Urban Dictionary worthy. So, if y'all not understanding my examples. Okay. So, let's get it. This is from verywellmind.com. A backhanded compliment, also known as a left-handed compliment or a double-edged compliment, is a statement that appears to have positive connotations on the surface, but also contains subtle insults or criticism. Bam. So, it's pretty much what I explained. And if you guys didn't really like my examples or my explanation, then you guys are haters and you want to contribute to the backhanded compliment community. A backhanded remark, sometimes pleasant, but may really be a criticism or mean something unkind. Backhanded compliment. "He gave me what sounded a backhanded compliment. It's my regular related words for this unkind, cruel, and unfeeling, acerbic." What is the psychological term for backhanded compliment? Negging is giving backhanded compliments or comments toward another person, usually a female. Certain telltale signs can help you recognize this emotional manipulation and respond appropriately. Emotion manipulation or negging can also be so subtle at first, and you don't see it for what it is. And that's what I mentioned. That's why I'm like, I'd rather have someone just straight up insult me, say, "you dirty bitch, you ugly, take a shower, you need to take them braids out, you can get those eyebrows done, and you need to do something about that acne, bitch." I'd rather have someone tell me that than "you need a makeover." I'd rather, like, literally hear that. And y'all know how when someone insults you, and, you know, or you get into it with someone at the moment, and, like, you know, you don't know what to say. Like you say some stuff, but you don't know what to say at the moment. But then later on, like when you're in a shower or when you're just like laying down and then you wake up out of your sleep at 3:30 in the morning and then you're like, and I should have said this, like, oh, like you reenacting the scenarios of what you should have said. That is what this is. It's just a constant loop of, I should have said this, I should have said that. Like, it's just, it's that endless cycle there. So guys, that's why we're gonna hate it. So that is what a backhanded compliment is. To summarize again, it may seem positive at first on the surface, but it's like a little subtle insult, or as we say in the Black community, black gays, we say shade. They throw in fucking shade, okay? Anyway, how to spot the backhanded compliments, okay? Now, this is a motherfucking Google podcast. This is a motherfucking Frenise podcast, and I'm just gonna tell you like what's up, how to spot them. And people may they try to make it seem like you're crazy for like, what are you talking about? I gave you a compliment. No, you could sense the hater energy from it. Like you could sense it. So you gotta worry about those. But and then you know, you gotta worry about, you know, people's facial expressions, how they looking when they're saying that. Because, you, like I said, you could sense that hater energy. Like, I don't know why I sense it more than others, but people who always be trying to bring you down, never lift you up. And then, you know, they may feel insecure about themselves. So that's why they may come for you. Say as an example, like, with me and people say, oh, you'd be so pretty if... You know, these people may be jealous, like, oh, you'd be pretty if you did something with your hair and took those braids out. Maybe people don't have the genetics of having as much hair as you, and they feel like since you have that, you should do something with it, and, like, you're just kind of taking advantage of that. Or something with your skin, like, oh, you have good skin, why don't you try to, like, make yourself look good? Or, also, there are comments about my breasts as well. They're like, oh, I've never, ever called my titties my breasts. What the fuck? The only time I use the word breasts is when I'm talking about fucking chicken. It's like, I want some chicken breasts. Or how much are these chicken breasts on sale at the store? Like, no, I'm sorry. Who am I calling my titties? Sorry. My titties. They're titties, okay? Jeez, what got into me? And the old lady calling it breasts. Okay, like, oh, you have big titties, why don't you try to show them off? Why don't you try to do something with them? I'm like, do something with them? I tied them up in a little balloon animal, the other day. I made shapes, and, you know, sometimes, you know, I smack them around and, like, pat them like they, drums over here, so I'm doing something with them. Occasionally, when I get in the shower, you know, you just gotta soap them up a little bit. I'm doing something with them. And then sometimes I allow other people to do something with them, but hey, that's besides the point. Don't tell me to do anything with my titties, because something is being done to them, clearly. So they may be just, maybe they don't have as much titty as you. So they're like, oh, you should try to show them off. You should, you know, like, not try to hide yourself all the time. Or, so hair, breast, skin, all of that, your body. They just may be coming for you, insulting you, just because they are purely jealous, and the way how they see you is, I don't know, a threat. Sometimes people just see you as a threat. And me, like, not to say, like, I don't get jealous sometimes, like, you know, I get jealous sometimes, and that's just the human thing, in my opinion. It's the human to be jealous, but never would I ever try to attack somebody for being genetically gifted in certain departments where I'm lacking, you know. I would never be like that. So, like, if I always joke about getting a BBL, like, if I see someone, you know, with the good gluteus maximum, gluteus backside, gluteus posterior, you know, in the back, I'm not gonna be like, ugh, look at that bitch over there, She need to do something with her ass, because I don't have one, and
she just needs to be more grateful for her ass, and she's not really doing as much as she should with this. She needs to do something with it. That's how I feel when people just be saying, my future, you need to do something with that. You could do this better. You could do that. Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself, first off. But never would I ever, like, come for somebody just because they're genetically gifted, or even if it's not genetics, it could be financially. Like, oh, this person has great teeth. Like, I'm not going to feel some type of way. Like, I'm not going to attack them. I may compliment them, if anything. Like, I'm the type, I'm not to say that I'm fucking, who spread positivity? Fucking Gandhi. I mean, he's questionable now. Mother Teresa, she's questionable as well. You know, everybody's fucking questionable, just like Nicki Minaj is questionable, and I'm still gonna fucking see her tonight. Everyone's questionable in their own fashion, in their own way. But, you know, I'm gonna spread positivity as much as I can. Like, I'm gonna say, oh, you know, you have a nice smile. Like, oh, your skin looks really nice today. Oh, I love your hair. Who did it? Oh, you know, I'm not gonna, like, just hate and give you a backhanded compliment. Like, I'm gonna spread that positivity as much as I can. So, I mean, I don't understand why people just spend their time hating. It's not good for your health, in my opinion. And y'all really be indulging in all this other shit. Y'all wanna add another health issue to y'all problems? Jesus, life is so fucking short, and y'all trying to add more stress onto y'all life. And so many young people, they die of strokes. Haters be dying of strokes. Bitches be mad, and they dying of strokes because they so stressed about the next bitch in line. Anyway, next point. Don't think that you're overthinking about this backhanded compliment, okay? Now, this is where I'll probably get more of that, because people, they get mad when I speak up for myself. When I notice that someone is, like, throwing shade at me or drawing a little backhanded compliment, like, oh, no, it was just that. No, because you didn't think that I would pick up to what you're actually trying to say, and that you're actually, you know, trying to throw shade at me. And don't be afraid to speak up about it. And even if, like, don't get me wrong, miscommunications happen all the time. I'm sure that, you know, you said something and people interpreted it the wrong way, or you made a joke, or people took it seriously. It's happened to me before. Trust me. It doesn't help that everything I say, it sounds sarcastic, like this, and with a dry tone. So, I mean, that doesn't help. But you're not overthinking it when you feel disrespected. And even if it wasn't meant, you know, to be that way, like, it didn't mean to come off that way from the other person, it's still good to speak up on it and get those reservations out of the way to, you know, clear the air. And then you have those people that continue to throw these shady comments. And they throw these shady comments. They throw it the first time to test the waters out, okay? And they're like, okay, I could keep saying shit like this and bring down this person and get away with it every time. But you bring it up and you shut it down, people ain't gonna, they're not gonna disrespect you like that, okay? So when they be testing the waters, let me tell you what type of waters you gotta be. You gotta be the fucking waters when it was fucking Hurricane Katrina, when it was a damn tsunami in fucking Japan. I'm sorry, let's not bring that up, because I heard a lot of stories about that, about ghosts, and that was a very bad tsunami. But, like, a, you know, you gotta be dangerous waters. Like, bitch, don't swim past this point, because you will fucking drown. And that's the way how I see my waters. So your waters, we're talking about metaphorical waters. I don't know, the other waters I got, you know, we're not talking about that. You know, that's for later. Maybe tonight, but, you know, we can only cross our fingers there. this fortune cookie. Never got a great fortune like that before. But anyway, the waters. So, in terms of that, like, when people be throwing those backhanded compliments, when people be throwing that shade about you, you're not overthinking it. They're just trying to test your limits, and see how far they can go, see how far that people can bring you down before you bring it up. And then you let them know, hey, I'm not that bitch, I'm not that one bitch, two bitch, three bitch, I am the bitch,
And you're not gonna throw this shade at me, and I'm not gonna take it like everyone else does because of your insecurities or because you're upset about life. I'm not gonna take it. So just know that you are not overthinking it. And to build upon that point about the speaking up, speak up for yourself. Speak up for yourself. And I know y'all think like, oh, dude, I gotta do make a big scene. You don't make a big scene about it. I don't make big scenes. I'm sorry. I try to be transparent. Okay, I make big scenes. I do, and I make huge scenes. So you don't have to make a scene, you guys. You don't. You can. It could just be as simple as pulling this person to the side if you're more timid. Just be like, hey, what do you mean by this? Or hey, I just wanted to talk to you about something really quick. I didn't like the way how, you know, you said that to me. That was really rude and insulting to me. It made me feel some type of way. You could do that. Or you could do a me. And you could just be like, okay, now you ain't gonna talk to me like that. Now I know that was shade and don't play stupid with me. I see what you was trying to say. So just like calm down. I don't disrespect you, so you don't disrespect me. Oh, I'm kind of reliving the situation now. You could either do that, you know, you could take two different approaches to this shit. Or you could do it in the form of a text message, like, hey, like, earlier today, I didn't like the way how you said that to me. Like, what'd you mean by that? And you're like, oh, there's no harm, whatever, won't happen again. Yep, you could do that. You could be a mature adult. Yeah, it's still speaking up for yourself at the end of the day. Whether it's loud, whether it's over text, whether it's person. You gotta take that shit. You gotta stand up for yourself, guys, regardless. Come hella high water. Speak up for your fucking self. And yes, this Monaco is Monacoing. Yeah. So, anyway, that's pretty much all I have for you guys today in terms of the points what I have about these damn backhanded compliments. Yeah, they only come from black people. In terms of these backhanded compliments and everything that goes around with, you know, me needing a makeover, apparently, allegedly, but we can get into Fernisa's final thoughts just so I can tie this all up in a healthy, nice, shadeless bow for you guys. So let's get into that right about now. High heels on my titties. No, stay in Gabbana. That's on my titties. Okay, let me stop. That song has been stuck in my fucking head. Like, why did that song trend out of all the songs? Like, fuck the club up. Let me stop. But even though I hate that song, it's because I've got to sing it. Like, I don't give a fuck. But anyway, on to Frenice's final thoughts. Now, I mentioned earlier in the podcast here about, you know, being myself, whether that's in a physical regard or, you know, just, you know, being myself, speaking out for myself in a mental regard, you know, metaphorical regard, just being myself, living my life as I want to live it. But look at me now. I still remain to be myself. I never listened to any of those viewpoints about changing myself just to fit some sort of societal norm. I never listened to it, and I'm just fine the way I am. I still pull who I pull. Not necessarily I get bitches, but I don't have a problem here. We ain't worried. We ain't worried. We're just worried about attracting quality people. But I ain't worried in that regard. And I'm still myself. And I still get compliments on, you know, just me and my own personal style of choice. And if I am open to some sort of fashion advice or some type of beauty advice, I will ask it. And I won't need it from anybody. For example, anyone I'm trusted with, if I'm like, I remember I asked my good friend in college, who never got my eyebrows done before, and I was curious about doing it. I asked her, I'm like, hey, where'd you go? What should I ask for? You know, how are they gonna do this? You know, whatever. I asked it, so I want it, because I want it for myself, not because anyone could pay me to get my eyebrows done, because I wanted to do it for myself, you know, or if I'm asking certain stuff to wear, or in terms of, you know, hair advice, because, you know, I don't really grow up with my natural hair out. I may ask someone who's more skilled in that department, like, hey, like, what do you use for your curls, or what do you use when once you wash your hair? Like, what should I use? What do you recommend? That's because I asked for it. So all the times when I got that shade and shit, no one asked for your unsolicited advice, okay? And just know that, like, I'm not over here giving advice unsolicited, even though I give out advice every single episode, but I mean, you choose to listen to the episode and take it as you will. I'm one of those people. I always ask for someone's opinion on certain subjects besides beauty, of course. I hear them, but I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do what I want to do. So that's why people don't like giving me advice. They're like, Fernice, you're just gonna do what you want to do, so I'm not even gonna talk to you about, I'm not even gonna try to give you any advice right now. And I'm like, true that. But I just want to hear myself speak. So regardless, I stuck to my guns, and, you know, I am who I am, and some people like it, some people don't. And, you know, you see, I still see now people who don't like me, or, you know, they think that it's unappealing in a certain way. I can give up, again, me exposing myself for you guys. Oh my gosh, like, this right here is fucking charity right now. It's charity, me exposing myself. So, as you guys know, I've been on a Tinder journey, and, I see that, Tinder journey with guys, and, you know, certain guys, like, they have this certain unrealistic standard, of what, women should be looking like, down there. You know, I'm gonna need to take another swig before I get into any more details for you. Yeah, what women should look like down there. And it's just, honestly, I just feel like with men, they watch a lot of pornography, and they don't have a realistic sense of what real women who weren't porn actors, you know, actually are, you know. So they have that unrealistic sense down there. To give you a hint at what I'm talking about, if y'all not getting the hint yet, you know, like a newborn, they don't have much hair, So they kind of want, they want to be like that. But all my women, though, you know, it's your choice. If you want to shave, or if you want to get it waxed, you know, it is truly up to you. And we're going to speak in code. If you want to get your belly button waxed, it's your choice. Or if you want to get, you want to get shaved your belly button, it's up to you. But, you know, you gotta pay 60 to 100 bucks for that waxing of your belly button, and that should be hurting, okay? It hurts. And I know beauty hurts, as Beyonce once said, but hey, not everybody wants to go through that, and it's truly the woman's choice. And as well as shaving your belly button, you gotta keep on doing it. You gotta do it on a consistent basis. Not to mention, sometimes on your belly button, inside your belly button, you get razor bumps and irritation from shaving consistently, just because you're trying to appease what men see as the standard. But you will run into that person, or people who are like, I don't give a fuck, like, folks need to like grow up and you know, have some, you know, be realistic about some shit. And you're like, so like, when you're trying to marry me, yo, like me, okay, y'all already know I'm a little delusional and I'm not afraid to admit it, but you're gonna find someone that likes what you have. Also, along with the beauty standard too, like how you guys want me to carry myself a certain way, and that's just not me. Like, I'm over here, like, I'm like, yo, like, hey, what's up? I get fish smile, you know, like, hey, what's up? And then they want to be, no, I'm not gonna be like that. Like, I, you like it, you like it, you don't, am I too manly for you? I know, I've heard it all my life, I'm too manly for people. It's like, whatever. I remember this one guy, he definitely got unmatched, and I never gave him any of my contact information. He was looking for me, and then he's like, oh, I'm looking for you. I can't see you. What dress are you? Let me not do the accent right now, because I will get canceled. He said, oh, what dress are you wearing? What dress? He kept on using the word dress. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, a dress? I'm like, he said, your dress. Like you're wearing a dress, right? What are you fucking talking about, a dress? I have not worn a dress since 2019. Like, y'all, I'm not shitting you. I have not worn a dress since early 2019. I'm not even counting nightgowns in this bitch. I don't even fucking wear nightgowns. And you think I'm wearing a dress? A dress? What dress are you wearing, bitch? I'm not wearing a dress. I don't even wear a dress for myself. You think I'm gonna wear a dress for you? Like, come on. Like, come on now. I'm not dressing up for you. Like, are you gonna take me out? Then there's no reason for me to dress up in a dress for you. You fucking kidding me? Like, when I'm talking about this one guy, in my, what was the K1? My K1 episode. He's like, I saw you in your pictures. Are you straight? 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 But bitch, I'm here with you. So, you know, if I didn't like you, I would leave. I'd probably call the police on your ass for asking that stupid ass question. Are you straight? Are you straight? Like, I'm gonna dress the way how I wanna dress, and if you don't like it, honestly, suck my dick. And now you guys are probably gonna think I have a dick, but I don't care. Because, like, it is what it is. Like you don't like it? Like don't come for it. Because, obviously, you swipe right for a reason. I cannot be fake for these people. I really cannot fake shit, guys. I try to cheat. I try to be fake. I told y'all, every time I try to cheat in school or an assignment, I always got a fucking C. Like, I cannot cheat. I cannot lie. Like, if y'all ever watched WWE growing up, Eddie Guerrero was one of my all-time favorite wrestlers. Rest in peace. He passed away in, like, 05, I believe. I remember his theme song, Latino Heat. He'd always come in this convertible it was like bouncing the hydraulics, and then his song would be like, I lie, I cheat, I steal, I lie, I cheat, I steal. As much as I bumped that song back in the day, I cannot do either of those three things, and I'm just so bad at lying, cheating, and stealing. I tried to steal a piece of candy once, and then this lady was like, I saw that. You could have grabbed it. It was for free anyway. Don't try to be sneaky, bitch. I was so embarrassed. I cannot lie or cheat or steal. Like, I cheat, I get a C. I lie, it's no enthusiasm there. It's so hard. Life is hard, guys. But anyway, don't fake shit for anybody. Please, just be yourself. And also remember, in terms of the physical appearance, trends change like the wind. Like a candle in the wind. What Elton John say? Me not knowing the words.
And it seems to me you live your life like a candle in the wind. Never know what to cling to when the rain's in it. Something like that. I would have liked to love you. Oh my gosh, I'm going to play that song after because we're not trying to get copyrighted here. But anyway, transgender like the wind. You be yourself. One day you're cool, one day you're not. But I stick to my same guns. People are like, oh my gosh, you're cool. You're funky. You're fresh. Yeah, I'm Frenice, and this is what I like. But anyway, don't try to go with the crowd. Do whatever the fuck you want. Speak up for yourself when you sense a compliment, when you sense a backhanded compliment or shade. And don't get me wrong, guys. I love being messy. I love a little shade. Shade can be used as fun. Like, I know specifically in the Black community, we're like, oh, that's shade. You know, shade is fucking cool. Like shade is just nice. It's funny. Like, it's chill. But, you know, other people may disagree there. But, I mean, a little shade is fun. But people just trying to bring you down and make you feel like shit when you on top of shit. Like, you know, it's time to speak up or cut them off if they continue doing it. Period. And this is coming from a bitch who cut off more friends than, let me give a good instance of somebody getting, a big instance of people getting cut off. Like they be cutting motherfuckers off of their Medicaid when they make $1 two more over that poverty line. That's how fast I cut people off. As quick as you make a dollar more than that threshold to qualify for Medicaid and food stamps. Anyway, that was your 68th episode of A Fan to a Fan. You need a makeover. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love all you guys for sitting here and watching me and complain and drink my Monaco. See ya. Alrighty. That is all for today's episode, folks. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate all you guys. Tell your friends if you can. Please. I love the clout and the recognition there. For any advice or, you know, if you just want to chat or if you want to talk your shit, you know, feel free to hop in the DMs on Instagram. And if you don't know my Instagram, that is Frenice the Beast. And if you need me to spell that out, that is FRANESE. DABEAST. And if you're a little old school, you know, I also do have a little email that you can hit up. And that email is frenice.beast@gmail.com. And I will not be spelling that out again for you because you guys should fucking know how I spell Frenice the Beast the first time. Again, thank you so much for listening. Love and appreciate all you guys here. But most importantly, besides all that other bullshit, always, please, I'm begging you, please, always be prepared to offend, to offend. Thank you very much. Have a great day, night, life, or whenever you're listening. See ya.